When is a gift not a gift? Interesting phrase, isn't it? I gave you a gift for this, gave you a gift for that. Did you really give me a gift because you meant it? Or you had to? Big difference. Example, let's say you forgot her anniversary day, or you forgot her birthday. And last moment in time, a day later, even an hour later after the fact, you gave them the gift. Does it mean the same thing? No. No, it does not. There's a perfect example. When you gave a gift to someone, it's not really a gift. You forgot totally about something. You marked it in your calendar, or even you marked it. You said, what for? And you felt guilty a few seconds later, or a few days later, or a month later, all of a sudden give that gift. Or somebody's invited you to something, you don't want to show up. But you give a gift anyways, just to save face with others. People might look at you and say, why didn't you give them a gift? What's wrong with you? Remember, a gift comes in many ways. It's not always a tangible article of something. It could be money, something. But you might feel guilty about this. Let's give them a gift. A gift for what? A gift comes in many, many ways. Sometimes you give a gift at a wedding or a party, a new house somebody just moved into. You said, okay, you have a new neighbor, here's a gift. That's not really a gift of your heart and your soul. That's giving a gift because you feel guilty about something. Somebody had to tell you to give that gift or acknowledgement of some kind. See what I mean? Gift comes in many, many forms. Many, many forms. Here's a birthday present. Here, take this money and go. Leave me alone. Is that really a gift? That's just an excuse to tell that person, I don't want to see you anymore. I'm tired of this, tired of that. Here's a gift. Bye. In other words, you're saying to that person indirectly, I'm tired of understanding this and hearing this over and over again. Here's a gift. Goodbye for now. That's not really a gift. That's an acknowledgement that you don't like someone. It wasn't out of your frame of reference, out of your life temporarily. So here you are. Here's a gift. Bye. Is it really a gift? No. No. That's what I mean by, is it really a gift? And what is a gift not a gift? There's a perfect example over and over again. It's not really a gift. It's just an excuse that you cannot communicate properly. Here's this tangible thing. Goodbye. See what I mean? That is not a gift. A gift comes in many ways. Just by doing something at random, spontaneous, that is a gift. Then they take advantage of you, or you take advantage of them. And out of the blue, you do something different, or they do something different. Here's a gift of acknowledgement. Just a token of appreciation. These are real gifts. It's unexpected, unrehearsed, unplanned. That is a gift. When you plan on giving a gift, there's the word, plan on. All right? That's what it means. You had to think ahead. On that date, here is a gift. Otherwise, you might forget. You can't trust yourself to remember this or that. That is not a gift. Yeah. So doing things spontaneous, unplanned, unrehearsed. Yeah. That is a real gift. Versus totally planned on your calendar, on your phone for an alert. That is not a gift. See what I mean? Huge difference. So when a gift is not a gift is our subject today. This is lightningesl.com. You can always contact me at lightning, lightning@rogers.com for further inquiries. Thank you very much for your time. Bye-bye.